And here, I stopped in at Vinjapé Wine. There were people out the door, and I have never seen it this crowded. And Tobin James is here, TobinJames.com. How are you doing tonight?
Awesome. I love Long Beach.
Can you catch your breath with all these people?
Just right now. We have a lot of good fans come in to see us and taste our wines, and there's good people living in Long Beach for sure.
Now, you've got the website, TobinJames.com. You've got this beautiful brochure that talks about your wine club. Why don't you tell us about that?
Our James Gang is our wine club, and it's the James Gang because, you know what, most people that belong to it are outlaws, and, you know, they like good wines, and it's pretty famous in the state of California, our James Gang.
Well, obviously, I heard a few people saying that they've never been here except that they get your newsletter, and it's just wild, the whole marketing thing. Did you put this whole thing together, the James Gang?
Yeah, you know what, everybody comes up and they say, Toby, you have, everybody calls me Toby, but they come up and they say, you have the best marketing department. And I go, well, I missed the meeting because I didn't know we had one. It's basically me, but, you know, I think that... I know what people want when they want wine, and we give it to them. We make wines that are friendly, and they're gentlemen, they're good wines, and they're food friendly.
Now tell us about your background. How did you get into wine?
And chicks, you know, meet girls pretty much.
You didn't grow up in a wine family?
You know what, I did grow up, my brother had a vineyard, but I started the winery with 50 cents in my pocket, and now I've got 35 employees, and we're doing about 85,000 cases, and we've got a great following. You know, we make a good bottle of wine, and we treat people nice. You know, we treat people good.
Are they based at Paso Robles? Is that where you were born and raised there?
I was born in San Francisco, and now I live in Paso Robles, 30 years in Paso, and I've made wine for other wineries, but... I love Paso, and if anybody has even an idea of visiting Paso, do it. It's awesome. It's fun. You cannot leave. You can't go to Paso Robles for a weekend or 3 or 4 days and leave there saying, I didn't like that. You're not going to say that. It's so much. It's fun, and there's Hearst Castle, and there's all kinds of things. 200 wineries.
I'll tell you, I passed through Paso. Is it Robles? How do you say that again?
It's the real name of Paso Robles is El Paso de Robles, but the white people call it Paso Robles. It means the Pass of the Oak.
Okay.
So
yeah, because it didn't sound like the way I've been pronouncing it all these years. I actually went through and didn't see it because it was so foggy. It was around Thanksgiving that I drove up there, and I was driving, and I could only see like 5 of the dotted lines ahead of me at one time. I thought if I was ever going to drive over a cliff or something, it would be then. How big is Paso Robles?
First of all, that we call that truly fog. That's what it was, like a fog. But you know what? There's a climate thing going on because I haven't seen that in years. But Paso Robles right now has 150 or 60 wineries. When I moved there, there were 6. And there's great winemakers. You know, the important thing about Paso is it's not that we're trying to make a name. It's already there. It's just waiting for the people of Los Angeles to figure it out because we're Los Angeles, Napa. And in Napa, they make auto parts, so, hey, we're doing a lot better.
But tell us about it out there. Is it, I mean, because I didn't get to see it, is it mostly like, you know, well, vineyards? But
Paso Robles is open space, it's hilly, and there's oak trees and vineyards. I mean, it's whatever you would think a beautiful wine-growing area would look like. It's the center of the universe. You guys, people come to Paso Robles to vacation.
We have bed and breakfasts and everything.
They have bed and breakfasts. We have great restaurants. You have Hearst Castle, the Elephant Seals. You have Morro Bay. You have Shell Beach. The list goes on and on. You'll come away from there going, you know what, that was fun, and I'm going to come back.
People are going to listen to this podcast and go, he should be the mayor. Now, that aside, no, you are a walking billboard, obviously, for the town. But tell us a little bit more about your wine. Why is your wine, again, we're talking with TobinJames.com, why is your wine better than all the rest? Tell us about it.
not just because I say so, but okay. No, you know what? You guys, I've been in the business a long time, and you know, if you've ever been to a winery and you go, you know what, the wine didn't taste good, you wonder why the winemaker bottled it. You know, you're going, why do you do that? At Tobin James, all the wines taste good because we know they're good. Not just because we own wine, we don't bottle it if it doesn't taste good. And so we don't think you'll ever be disappointed in any of our wines. They're gentlemen, they're good boys, they go with, you know, here's the important thing is that being on your dinner table is an honor for us. We think that, you know, a case of wine, what is that? Is that 12 bottles? Not the Tobin James, that's 12 different occasions. And we think every one of those bottles is special. To be on your dinner table is an honor, and to be with foods that you make is just so cool. I love it.
Oh, that is great. You're sharing your secrets. you tell us about your logo. It's got, your star has 7 points. It's a sun, and it's got 7 points.
Yeah, you know what? On our bottle, and we're kind of getting famous for our sun logo because we have stickers like that. But
one bottle of wine for each day?
Well, you know what? A bottle of wine to us is bottled sunshine. We captured sunshine. That's what it is. That's what it is. The sun hit those leaves, powered that power into those grapes, and we just harnessed that fruit and made it into something you guys are going to drink, and we love that thought.
You're so eloquent. What would you say about your grapes that are different than any others, or maybe your treatment of, or if it's cultivating?
Well, you know, making wine, you have to have a balance in your vineyard. You know, my goal in life is to make something that our customers are going to want to think is good tasting. And so, you know, the better we treat our vineyards, the better the wine turns out. And it's just that simple. You know, I want you guys to taste my wine with your family and go, that's really good. You know what I mean? There's a special place for wine, and I think it's with family.
You know, I'm brand new to, I'm going to sign up on your newsletter, but do you ever share, like, your most favorite kind of wine or push one over the other, and what determines that?
Well, first of all, my favorite wine is whatever we have most of in the warehouse. And also,
that's a strategic predilection, right?
Yes, I mean, you know, every wines are people too. You know, we love all of them. It's just we make a lot of wines, but we just, you know, just find the ones you that you like.
Awesome. Now tell us what we could find on TobinJames.com.
You know, the most important thing about TobinJames.com is that it'll talk about the winery, but you can't order wine over the internet. We give you a phone number, you call and you talk to people. You're gonna talk to Monica or Erica or Amanda, or you know, and they're the best people in the world, and you know, order directly. We pay for shipping. We just want, you know, sometimes our wines are hard to find, and thirsty people make me nervous, so just call the winery and order it direct, or come down to Vindupe here in Long Beach and get some.
Yeah, how often do you come down here? Do you know when you're coming back? Is it a few times a year, or is this your first
time? As little as I have to. I was driving down the 405, and I felt like Jed Clampett or Crocodile Dundee or something. I belong in Paso Robles, but I love coming down here. There's good people down here, and they like our wine, so I try to come down on any chance I can.
Great. Well, I'm sure I'm going to think of 10 million other questions I could have asked you, and maybe I can email you. Thank you so much for taking the time, and thanks for signing my bottle of wine.
I had more fun than you did.